A lot of Iowans will be rooting for one particular contestant in tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. The horse named Patty Oprado is owned by a group of people, most of whom live in Iowa. I'm joined now by one of those owners, Jerry Crawford of Des Moines. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, great to be with you.
So where are you right now?
I'm at Churchill Downs. There's live racing here all week leading up to tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. And so we're at the track taking in the races and taking in the sights.
So tell me about Patty Oprado. How long have you been one of his owners?
We bought Patty Oprado in September of 2008 at the Keeneland Yearling Sale. Then sent him to South Carolina for breaking and training. And at age two, he began his racing career and spent most of the summer up at Saratoga, New York, and then started his racing year this year as a three-year-old down at Gulfstream Park in Florida, and where he won the Palm Beach Stakes. And then he came up and was second in the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes, and that's how he earned his way into the Kentucky Derby.
So tell me about this group of people. Most of them are Iowans, right?
All but one are Iowans.
And how did you all come to own this particular horse?
Well, I give Dennis Alba a lot of the credit for that. Dennis and I were on an airplane ride together from Des Moines to Chicago, and I was looking at some equine genetic information, and he asked me what I was doing, and I told him I was trying to find a Kentucky Derby horse, and he said, well, when you find him, I'm your partner. So I bought eight colts at that yearling sale and got back a hold of Dennis, and he said he wanted to be partners, and we found some other folks that wanted to participate, and here we are at the Kentucky Derby.
A lot of people, I'm sure, want to know about his name. What does his name mean? Where did it come from?
Well, our stable name is Donegal Racing, after Donegal County, Ireland, where the Crawfords are from and the Kirks are from, and our silks, the colors that the jockey wears, are the actual colors of the Donegal County flag. And so Irish themes are always good for naming our horses. You try and take something from the sire's name and something from the broodmare's name. Our sire, of course, is El Prado, one of the most versatile sires ever. And our broodmare's name is Funhouse. So Des Moines CPA Ron Carlson first suggested the name Bordello, playing off the theme of Funhouse. And that name was rejected by the Jockey Club. Obviously, they had no sense of humor that day. And so we tried to come up with a good Irish name playing off of El Prado, somebody that sounded like a fun Irishman, and we came up with Patty Oprado.
And Jerry, Patty Oprado, your horse, has been called a long shot. What are your expectations going into the race?
Well, the great thing is Patty Oprado doesn't know he's a long shot. In fact, I don't think he'd treat you very well if you mentioned that to him. He thinks he's bred to get this distance, and he thinks that he's coming into the race right on top of his game, and I expect him to give a very good account of himself.
What will you be doing during the race? Where will you be, and who will be with you?
I'll be with my wife, Linda, and my daughter, Caitlin, and son, Connor. Unfortunately, my daughter, Erin Kathleen, can't be here. And we'll be with the horse's trainer, Dale Romans, and about 340 others who are here to watch Patty run.
Do you know of any watch parties back here in Iowa?
Yes, I do. And I know a couple of sports bars are also having Derby watch parties. And we've heard about watch parties as far away as Donegal County, Ireland, actually. So there'll be no shortage of get-togethers.
Well, I'm sure lots of Iowans will be rooting for Patty Oprado this weekend. Thank you, Jerry Crawford, for your time.
My pleasure.
And good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.